I'm levitating! Oh man, because I said it, stopped.
Man.
Yeah,
you said you broke this concentration. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to leave anybody out.
What?
I don't know why you welcome the gentlemen.
Why?
There are no male listeners.
It's all women?
Mm-hmm. Mostly women.
How many people are listening to
your show? Is that intimidating?
Show?
I don't know. I haven't checked. It was a lot before.
Yeah.
We have like 12 or 14,000 a day.
I don't think that's necessarily accurate.
We were approached by American Express to do a national campaign because of our listenership.
Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, why didn't you tell us about that?
Because I just answered for us saying we're not interested. We're artists.
Whoa. What do you mean we're not interested?
You feel like
very interested. I'm interested. Greg, are you interested?
I'm totally interested.
No, you're not. I saved you. Yeah, I just said maybe next time. Maybe once we hit like more 25, 30,000 listenership per day.
Lynchner.
Maybe next time.
Next time.
You know how this business goes. There is no next time. No guarantee on that.
There is no guarantee in life.
It's now or never.
This time round.
What?
What's that?
What do you mean?
This time row.
This time
around.
Around. God, when you were growing up, you would listen to music and you would interpret the lyrics as if you actually knew what they were saying.
I still do that.
And it's not really what the lyric is.
Yeah, I'm bad with lyrics.
Do you have an example of that, Greg? Go.
No, I don't. I'm sure they did it. I just don't have an example on the top of my head right now.
Mm. I have one.
Go ahead.
That's the...
You know the Kiss song, Crazy Nights?
Nope.
And it's crazy.
I don't
crazy
trust people who listen
nights.
To Kiss.
I didn't. Well, it was on the radio. I never purposely ever purchased any kind of Kiss.
What was your connection?
But it was a pop song at the time.
So you thought.
And I always thought he was saying paisy nay or paisy lay or something like that.
What? Were you listening to this music through like headphones, mufflers?
Paisy. And it's because
how old were you?
Schizophrenic or something?
You had like
9 or 10 or something like that. 11.
Did 14. You have a problem developing other words as well?
I still do.
Clearly.
That is true.
Clearly.
Yeah. But nobody's singing them to you first.
I just remember when I was like, oh, he's saying crazy nights.
What goes on in your mind when you make up these words? Because you do it, you don't do it even just as a bit. You do it in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What goes on in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
It's just the fires, right?
It's
like
just
firing.
Reaction.
It's like
just
cylinders are firing and then next thing you know, you've said a word that doesn't exist.
Part of my brain that just...
You're riffing and making up words. Do you think that people look at you different? Like, do you catch people going, what is this guy talking about?
I typically don't really care what people are doing.
I know. You're talking to hear yourself talk, right?
Right. Sometimes. Now?
No, just in general in life.
I think most people fall into that category.
I'm asking you.
What are you asking?
Do you talk just to hear yourself talk?
I don't know if I agree with that.
It's a question. It's not. It wasn't a statement.
It isn't a statement, yeah.
Mm. All right. Tomato, tomato.
Here we go.
So this is a perfect example.
Perfect example of what?
Like, why are you saying tomato, tomato right now?
Doesn't make any sense.
Because you say tomato, I say tomato. You say Creole, I say Creole.
Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
I'm so thankful for so many things.
Is that right?
I am.
He's probably thankful for us bringing up his speech impediments.
I mean, it comes up every week. I mean, you just listen to the show and you hear my speech impediment.
That's true.
What are you doing?
He's trying to
It's my speech impediment.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you guys big fans of turkey?
Yeah, I like it. I don't eat it except for that one day.
Yeah, do you cold cut turkey, or do you not
like turkey sandwiches?
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't – growing up, I used to eat a lot of turkey. Mm. I don't eat nearly as much turkey anymore as an adult. Literally, I'll have turkey maybe 4 or 5 times a year, and that includes a cold cut turkey sandwich.
Have you ever had a brined turkey?
No.
What does that mean?
Amazing. Amazing turkey. It's where they take the turkey and soak it in salt. Salt water, like a salt water bath. For probably about like 14 hours.
Oh, no.
And so when they cook it, it cooks a lot faster, and the meat is so tender, it kind of falls off the bone. And you would think that it would be extremely salty, but it's not. It's not at all. What?
Why would she say that? Why would she think it's salty?
Because he's an old sea dog.
Yeah.
So I've had that kind of turkey before. For Thanksgiving, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who did that?
That was a couple of years ago. So my brother's in-laws. No.
Do you ever have a deep-fried turkey?
I've had that as well. We did that
delicious.
One.
That is the most delicious turkey.
That is really good. That's another one of those things where when I first heard about it and knew we were going to do it, you imagine – like breading, you know, this thing is breaded, but it's not. You dunk it into this vat of boiling. We used peanut oil, I think, and it fries the turkey right up. And
does it cook it all the way through?
Cooks it all the way
is
through.
It frozen.
It would
when
have
you do
to.
It?
No, you thaw it first.
Do you know?
Because any water that gets into the oil would be very bad.
It would cause an explosion.
Yeah. So ice crystals not good.
People started deep frying turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. The number of houses that are burnt down on Thanksgiving Day have risen by 46%.
You just made that number up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you did.
Nope.
Do you know how many houses would have had to burn down on Thanksgiving for that fact to be true?
I'm talking about houses that burn.
Thousands, even more than that.
Houses billions, raised by billions of houses a year.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me just say this. You guys are not listening. You're not paying attention.
Why should we? This is another one of your speech impediments.
It has risen. What I said was it rose 46%, meaning if two houses burnt.
Oh, God. Give me the math. Right.
Okay. On Thanksgiving Day, which is probably what the average
house would burn.
Which all that means is less than one more house has actually burned.
How does that even make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Well, I went off this show.
Really?
How come?
Because I can't do this anymore. Where's our sound engineer? Do we even have a sound engineer?
Wait, John, anymore? You know what John's doing out front?
What?
Asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
He's asleep at the wheel, but we don't exactly, you know, it's been a tough year, economy's tough. We haven't offered him all.
We don't pay him at all.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. And apparently we turn down lucrative commercial endorsement offers.
Well, because we do this for the love of the art of it. The art of conversation.
Is this an art?
Yeah.
You're saying that what we're doing is art?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
The art of confusion.
Mm. We're creating something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. We are. That's creativity.
That's art.
No. Art.
Oh, wait. Are you about to go through and try to define art?
I'm not going to try to define art.
No, go ahead.
Art.
Come on, Greg.
I can't define
then
art.
Then tell me this is not. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Silence speaks 1,000 words.
Oh, God. It's a lot more than that, Brian.
What is?
Silence.
Silence speaks more than 1,000 words? All right. No. Sorry. Silence speaks 10,000 words.
Oh, my God.
Just stop. All right. Anyway. Yeah, this is art.
How is it not art, Gregory?
Because the microphone's not covered in paint.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sitting here and pouring a glass of milk over my head and...
Ooh, that would be cool.
And like from the Wall Street Journal at the same time, aloud.
That would be cool.
There's so many things that are considered art that is such dog shit. Literally,
like
dog
what?
Shit.
Dog shit is
you
art?
You go to a museum and you're like, that's art. Like, it's just a square piece of aluminum. Like, some guy cut this out and called it self-reflectiveness.
Oh, my God. You can't stop.
No.
It's art.
Did you ever take an English class in school?
Yeah, several.
How'd you do in them?
Was it the same one over and over again?
They keep several times.
Asking you to come
from
back.
The time I was in first grade to the time I was in 12th grade when I graduated from high school.
You took 12 English classes.
I got all A's.
In what?
Everything.
Shop?
Everything I've ever done. Wow. I had one B my entire life.
They really have low standards.
Yeah, in Worcester.
In Worcester.
It was also in the basement of a factory that was abandoned.
You had A's in sweeping up.
A's in mice capturing. What happened, Bri? Silence is worth 10,000 words.
My silence just then was worth 12,537 words.
Specific number on it.
What are you even talking about?
I wrote a short film based on my silence just now in that silence.
That's how many words was in it?
Yeah. No, that's how many words it describes itself.
Just be adding words
to make it make sense.
With
to
eat jams.
Chicken.
Hope.
Prayer.
Yeah.
What are your favorite words? What are your three favorite words?
Oh, I can't commit to that.
Just oh my God. Great. Well, never mind. That was
I gotta say that's a tough thing to commit to anyway.
Really?
I was talking about this with somebody the other day. I have a hard time making favorite lists.
Oh yeah.
So like my favorite movie, my favorite song, my favorite anything. I have a hard time doing
that. And we live in a world where everyone wants to be your favorite everything.
Well, they want to like favorite your top 10 this and your top 10 that.
With all the websites and the social networking, be like, oh, let's find out about you. What are your favorites?
Yeah.
This, favorite that. What
do you have a favorite?
Of what?
Do you have like favorite things?
If you had to fill out a match, if you had to fill out a match.com profile,
what's that?
Which most people have.
I have had to. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I didn't do match.com. I did a couple other ones. But they actually ask. Yeah, list off some of your favorite movies. What's your favorite book?
Mm. My favorite book?
Yeah,
the Tao Te Ching.
Okay. And has that changed? Now, I can see that changing, right?
It hasn't after you read for 5 years.
Okay. What's your favorite movie? The Tao Te Ching.
The Tao Te Ching movie starring George Looney.
George.
Looney.
George Looney.
My favorite movie?
Yeah, that's a hard
It's
one.
A Wonderful Life or To Kill a Mockingbird.
Now, would you say that, I mean, those are almost cliche.
It's a cliche.
It's like saying, you're married.
It is? What's a cliche?
I'm going to throw a rope around and give you the move,
Why
Mary.
Is that a cliche? It's my those are my favorite movies.
No, it's like saying your favorite movie is Citizen Kane.
It is. Okay. Why is that a bad thing?
Because it's everybody. It's like it's like not everybody's, but it's like on the top AFI list.
Really?
Of all time.
So you're telling me that you ask most people and they're like, "What's your favorite movie?"
And I say,
they're
like, "No, that's
they're
cliche."
Like, no. They go, "My favorite movies would be To Kill a Mockingbird or It's a Wonderful Life."
Cliche.
Are you saying to me that like if you ask people that, those are the answers?
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Okay, so ask me another favorite. I'm doing pretty good here.
Yeah, it's good. So if I ask you what's your favorite song, you'll probably say the Star Spangled Banner. What's your favorite food? Peanut butter and jelly. Vintage.
Americana.
Who's your favorite president? George Washington.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is my favorite fucking president.
Why?
For sure.
Really?
Because he's a flawed man who tried his best and did a lot of really good things.
Did a lot of bad things.
That's a lot of us.
Yeah, I like that about him. I like that he was a human being.
Hmm. Not a robot.
As opposed to Harry Truman, who arguably was one of the greatest Americans of all time.
Yeah.
He had the toughest job, certainly.
What about George Washington?
He also killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Tough job.
George Washington.
Who? Anyways, ask me another one.
I gotta kill him to save them.
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's also a cliche.
So cliche.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Because mine is midnight blue.
Oh, yeah! High five!
Okay.
Keep going.
Favorite food?
Steak and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I need some steak and potatoes up
things
here.
Things that taste plain.
My favorite food.
That's
ooh,
a tough
this is a
one.
Good question.
Yeah, it's good, but it's tough.
I'll stick my dick in a mashed potato.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's going to be this kind of party. I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
That's from the Beastie Boys' Ill Communication.
No.
License to Ill.
I think that was Dr. Dre.
No. It was Beastie Boys.
What's your favorite song?
We're off to see the wizard.
What's that Beatles song? It's real sad. What's that Beatles
Imagine.
Song?
Blackbird.
No. Blackbird's good. Imagine's good. But the one about In My Life?
Yep.
I love them all.
Boom, down. Boom, it began. There are some days
yeah, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
And that's
okay, we got to stop doing that. Yes, that's sacrilegious. Yeah, yeah, that is a good song.
It's a good song, but it's not your favorite.
It's a great song.
I like, there's this Gabriel Yared song. It's like a Southern Civil War anthem. That's great. Remember that time I got asked to sing in class? In acting class? That song.
Yeah.
What you sang.
That was a Ray Lamontagne. Oh, no. You
okay.
No.
My question is this.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
For you to know your favorite movie, let's go back to that. For you to know your favorite movie, are you either A, ask that question a lot, or B, do you think about that a lot?
I don't think about it at all. It's just I went with the two first things that came to my mind.
Okay. See, now that's something that maybe that's the problem that I have, that when I say favorite movie, then I lock it. I'm like,
I know
oh,
exactly
God, I got to lock it in.
Well, I need to know
what my favorite is.
See this? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what's happening. What? Here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Someone asks me something.
Yeah.
I answer in the moment.
Right.
Someone asks you something.
Right.
You begin an analysis of the weather and the table composition.
No, you do.
It's not a bad thing. It's your strength, but you are so analytical that you are not in the present moment because you're trying to quantify like what it is and
I'm not trying to figure it out.
Well, he already has a pre-programmed response.
Huh?
He already has a pre-programmed response.
Which I don't. The thing is I have trouble picking my favorite movie because it's like I want that to really be my favorite movie.
You can't just be like, let's have some fun and let's say something.
Well, right, no, usually that's what I end up doing.
Uh-huh.
I end up saying, oh, yeah, it's this, right? Like a recent movie
seen. What's your favorite movie?
I would say Girl on the Bridge right now.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a French film. But the thing is, I would say that, and then I would start thinking about No, I saw it probably a year ago, and a half.
Did you ever see Last Tango in Paris?
Yep.
But anyway, so I would say that.
Are you telling me that is your favorite movie, Gerard?
No, I just thought about it just now.
Because that's a movie in which Marlon Brando uses butter to lube himself up and have sex with that French chick in the ass.
That's right.
Okay.
Wait, what?
You've never seen
and
Last
she
Tango
also
in Paris?
Stuffs her fist up his ass.
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Have you never seen that?
Last
you
Tango
really
in Paris.
Should check, take a look at that.
Must have missed that. So I say those things. I say, oh, this is my favorite, right?
Yeah.
Sure, fine, in the moment. But then instantly I'm thinking, oh, wait a second. No, but what about that other movie? Oh, that one was really good. And is it really my favorite? Because I've got a bunch of them that I really like. But, man, now I got to put them on a list. And number one? And what's really number – you know what I'm saying?
Do you hear yourself?
I go through that.
You hear yourself? You hear your inner monologue that you're just letting out of the bag right there?
No.
That's the analysis. I'm talking about.
Inner monologue is just movie names. Like I'll be like, oh, Gattaca is such a good movie. I love that movie. It's really good.
Right.
And then I'll go to another movie. I'm like, oh,
I'm just asking you if you hear what you're saying right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what happens when you ask me my favorite movie? Go ahead, ask me, and I'll tell you my inner monologue.
Oh, I know what it is.
Go ahead.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Huh. It's a Wonderful Life. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Big Lebowski. Yeah.
No.
No.
No, it didn't come to mind. I just told you it, and now we're moving on to the next moment.
That was it, huh?
Brian, what's your favorite movie?
You know, I think about it, and the thing I don't have a favorite movie, but I think of The Wizard of Oz because it reminds me of a movie that I love and
cliche.
I've always watched.
Yeah.
Cliche.
Growing up, and it is cliche. It is totally cliche.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of a response that a 47-year-old gay man would give.
What?
What does that even mean? What?
Yeah. You know, the lollipop kid, the lollipop girl.
You said the lollipop kids and then the
lollipop guild.
Yeah, the first time you said kids. Yeah.
I was a kid?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Well, that is because I have many strokes about the words. I know the words, but they don't come out of my mouth the right way.
Oh, my God.
Well, this has been a good show.
Has this been the worst show we've ever done?
Maybe. Top three.
I can't really judge on what's the top one, though.
This could be the best, even though it's the worst.
Mm.
The Godfather really is, I think, one of the most.
We're not talking about movies anymore.
No, we've moved on.
I think the whole is a series, but then the original Godfather is pretty.
No, we're done with the
show. I think probably the greatest movies ever made were the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Wow. I wouldn't agree with you.
The fact that they pulled those off.
They were great, but I wouldn't put them in the top.
I think it's the greatest movie-making achievement.
You're saying it's an achievement. As an achievement, it's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's arguable. The last 3 million years, yeah. Probably right.
Robert Wright? Who's that? Who's Robbie Wright?
Can we leave now, please?
I think Apocalypse Now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. This has been The Shy Joe.
I heard a
I'm Robert Shy.
Commentary on Apocalypse Now that this like that's film Greg critic Hoyt. Was like, why didn't they just take a fucking
helicopter
up the river?
And that's Brian Gerard.
She couldn't get past that. Like, why would they ever get on the boat and go up the river?
You've been listening to
ride
The Shy Show.
Up the river.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
I know.
Boo.
There are places I remember
all my life. Well, there were no comedy.
Though some like, have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places had their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.